If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul.
How old do you think Jesse McCartney is today, Dan?
Oh, God. When did this come out?
My girls were young.
God, is he around my age? I'm going to say 35. I don't know.
Let's see. Jesse McCartney today.
I have no idea.
Is 38 years old.
Ah, okay. I was close.
It was the first concert I ever took my daughters to. That was the first one. That forever will be the artist that they tell when they're out with their friends and the conversation comes up. What was your first concert? Jesse McCartney.
That's a great song.
It was a lot of fun. We were living in Memphis at the time, and the girls were probably 12, 13, right? So that was right in that wheelhouse of Jesse McCartney and, you know, being a young girl and fangirling over an artist like that. And so we drove over to Nashville. We saw them at the Ryman, you know, auditorium there, which is like a famous...
Yeah, I know the Ryman.
Yeah, famous venue there. And what was funny was I didn't tell them we were going. I just said I had to go for something for work. So it was me and Lana and the girls. And we were going to go eat dinner first. And I parked right around the corner from the Ryman. And as we were walking, we kind of passed near the Ryman, and all these young girls were making their way to the Ryman with their Jesse McCartney homemade signs and T-shirts. And the girls were like, is there a Jesse McCartney concert around here tonight? And I'm like, I don't know. Will you walk faster? We got to go to dinner.
You think I follow Jesse McCartney on tour?
Right. I don't know. Listen, we're going to dinner, and then we have to go to this meeting. They're like, all right, fine. So we went to dinner and we went back. Obviously, we went to the show. And what I remember, two things I remember about this show. One, when we were out front waiting to get in, at that time, I was a little bit bigger and I had a lot more hair. And I had the spiky blonde hair.
Well, it was early 2000s. That's the vibe.
Yep. And somebody came up to me and asked if I was the guy from Rascal Flatts. I wanted to get my autograph and a picture.
You should have just started singing God Bless the Broken Road. It would have blew their mind.
This is Joe Don something, I think is his name. I can't remember. But I was like, you know, it's Nashville. They're just, and I was like, no, I'm not him. Yes, you are. I'm like, no, really, I'm not. But thank you. And then we got to go inside and go backstage and meet Jesse McCartney.
Ooh.
And the girls were just beside themselves. Like, you know, just... They were shy and bashful, but also excited. I'll never forget it. And all of the screaming, Dan, all of the screaming of, I don't know how many people that place holds, but all of them were 12 and 13 year old girls. And
that's a high pitch.
It was the loudest thing I think I'd ever heard in my life by that point.
That's cool, man. What a nice moment for you and your daughters.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What was your first show?
My parents didn't go to concerts, and they never would shell out the money to take me to the cool concerts radio stations were doing back when I was younger. So I took myself to my first concert when I was like 17 or 18, and it was with my brother. And it was, I think, Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace.
Oh, did
you? And I was in the mosh pit.
They're going back out on tour.
Both of them?
Yes.
I can relive that memory.
Like right now, they just announced it today. I'm not even kidding.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, I just finished reading that story that they're going back out on the road today. Would you go and see them again? Or?
Oh, God. I haven't listened to them in a while, but maybe.
Right.
My musical tastes
changes a little bit.
Well, it changes every couple years.
Right.
Like my taste buds.
Right. My parents were the same as your parents. We didn't go to a lot of shows. I went to a jazz show once, you know, a band called Spyro Gyra when I was really young with my mom down in Kissimmee.
Your first concert was like a smooth jazz show?
It was. I think that was...
That explains so much.
Yeah. It was, and I don't know that we'd call it a concert. It was like at a performing arts center and everybody was sitting. So I guess it was, now that I think about it, that probably was the first concert that I went to. But I consider the first concert that I really went to was U2 at the Orange Bowl in Miami.
Well, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was. And, well, I think I've mentioned this before. We had bought tickets for Def Leppard because I was a big Def Leppard guy and I was not a big U2 guy. And while I was out of town for the weekend, my buddy traded our tickets from Def Leppard to U2. And I was so pissed.
Which is a bold move without asking the group.
Well, back, you know, we didn't have cell phones. So you just did stuff and you found out about it later. Like he left a message on my voicemail. And I was so pissed when he did it. But obviously, looking back now, I got to see Def Leppard eventually. But getting to see that show of the Joshua Tree tour was an all-timer.
Right.
So
I saw Def Leppard at Fenway Park a few years ago. They still rock.
Yeah, they sound good.
Dude, they got a one-armed drummer that's shredding. It's awesome.
Yeah, I like them a lot. Yeah. They're fun.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Cindy Miller joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about the New England Ukulele Festival. Am I saying it correctly or is it ukulele?
You are saying it correctly. Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're so excited about this event. This is the first ever, and we hope, annual New England Ukulele Festival. It's overdue. There are so many of us here in New England, and it's all a big benefit for our absolute favorite nonprofit charity, the Ukulele Kids Club.
Yeah, so tell everyone about the Kids Club and kind of how they use music to help kids who are going through some tough times.
Oh, you bet. The Ukulele Kids Club started in 2013. Corey Bergman was the founder. And what the organization does is provide ukulele-based music therapy to hospitalized kids. So they donate ukuleles for music therapists to use to work with kids. The idea that music heals, right? That you put a uke in the hands of a kid who's in hospital with, you know, a chronic illness, and they learn to play a little, and their world brightens. And that helps, you know, your overall healing process. It helps kids with all their clinical goals. It brightens up their mood. It gives them something else that they can do. And then when they go home, they can take those ukuleles with them. And the UKC has a UKC at Home program where they can continue playing and learning and working with trained music therapists on Zoom so that it's not just a one and done where, okay, that was yours when you're in the hospital and now it's over. So music becomes just a part of their overall life.
And it's something that's so uplifting, the sound of an ukulele. It's just something about the notes, the chords that you play. It's always so bright and happy. And anytime I'm around anybody that plays, we have a woman that plays in our group at church, Natalie, and she plays occasionally. And I just love it. It just puts a smile on my face every time she brings it out.
Right. It's infectious. We're always so thrilled. My group, the Unlikely Strummers, is always so thrilled when we play gigs and we just look at people smile and, you know, they get up and they dance and they sway with the music, but it just lifts the mood of an entire room.
Okay, so as far as the event that is happening, so you said it is the first ever New England Ukulele Fest. Where is it going to be happening? What time? How can people get tickets?
Okay, awesome. So it's going to be on Sunday, May 4th at the American Legion Post 440 in Newton here in Massachusetts. And it runs from 12 to 5. Doors will be at like 11:30. And the music will start at noon. And we've got 8 bands playing. We've got the chairman of the board from the Ukulele Kids Club who's going to be there and talk about the UKC. And we've got vendors, we've got artisans, we've got food, we've got raffles, we have a fabulous silent auction, we're going to have a big strum along at the end, and all kinds of stuff.
I love that it's May the 4th, too. You might see a stormtrooper dressed up at a ukulele festival. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I would pay good money for that. Yes, I am so in.
Okay, so if you want to get tickets...
But the whole event's free.
Oh, it is free?
It's free. We gratefully accept donations.
Oh, okay.
If anybody wants to. We'll have like a big, you know, donation bucket or something at the door if people want to donate. And things like food sales and the silent auction and the raffles will all benefit the UKC.
Okay, so if you go to theukc.org/events, you will see it right there. The first annual, first ever New England Ukulele Fest is happening May 4th in Newton. Again, go to theukc.org/events, or if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, we will forward you the link directly to the event. And Cindy, you and everybody over at UKC with your ukuleles are officially members of the Carsten Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning, Cindy. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carsten and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carsten and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. We actually got some stuff about Kennedy's favorite, Britney Spears, and her boyfriend breaking up for like, I don't know, like the 50th time, on again, off again. We'll get to that in just a minute. Quickly, the Dirty brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. And the Boston Globe's Nick Stoiko says 12 down, 4 to go on the sixth day of jury selection, Karen Reed's retrial. Three new jurors were seated Tuesday, while one was chosen earlier in the process, was actually excused for personal reasons. So we are now at a total of 12, Dan. 10 jurors were seated last week, and 16 will ultimately be selected, with 4 serving as alternates. Jury selection in Reed's trial last year lasted 5 days, and the experts had expected that the process for her retrial would take longer this time. Karen Reed, obviously a former financial analyst from Mansfield, is accused of intentionally backing her Lexus SUV into John O'Keefe, a Boston police officer, after dropping him off outside a Canton home following a night of heavy drinking on January 29 of 2022. She has pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating under the influence, and leaving the scene of personal injury and death. Now, her lawyers are saying she was framed and that O'Keefe entered the house owned at the time by a fellow Boston police officer, where he was fatally beaten and possibly attacked by a German Shepherd. It was also an interesting thing that happened yesterday. So Reed's first trial obviously ended in a hung jury in July. She is free on bail. Her attorneys have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to pause her upcoming murder retrial until the courts decide whether to take up her double jeopardy appeal. And yesterday, Karen Reed decided to drop a Shawshank Redemption quote during an interview, saying, "Hope is a great thing, sometimes the best of things."
Is she Andy Dufresne in this scenario?
She said she's had a lot of time to watch movies lately. is kind of what she said in the interview.
How invested are you in the retrial?
I haven't been invested in them looking for the jury pool yet, getting through the jury pool. But once this thing starts, I'm all in.
Right.
I'll be watching it every day.
It's just more twists and turns than an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It's just all sad. It is all sad. Denise Richards admitted that she repeatedly lied in the past to protect her daughters from the truth about her father, Charlie Sheen's scandals. She says, and I quote, "I lied. And I said, Dad had to work." She was on a podcast called Sibling Revelry, explaining how she covered for his absence at events. Sheen had been arrested, suffered drug and alcohol abuse, and more over the years. She adds, "I sugarcoated it. I protected him, even when his behavior was so outrageously bad." She revealed that as her daughters grew older, they began to confront her. They were getting upset with her, saying, like, "Why didn't you tell us that this was going on?" I think that's fine. That's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, there's only so much you can do when the father of your children is one of the most famous men on earth,
right.
And he's screaming about banging 7 gram rocks and being a bitchin' rock star from Mars tiger blood and Adonis DNA.
It was wild. So you have to keep that from your kids until they're old enough to understand it. One other quick story for the Boston Globe. Claire Thornton reports that whoever is buying the Brookline mansion that belonged to Larry Lucchino, the former president of the Boston Red Sox who passed away last year, will be making a massive donation to charity. So listen to this. The proceeds from the sale of the property, which includes, Dan, a heated pool if you're in the market.
Oh, I'd love one. In this weather?
It has a wine cellar. It is listed at close to $7.5 million, and it will support charitable groups that Lucchino had ties with. They'll take out the agent's fees, but 100% of the sale will support charitable causes. Lucchino was known for his contributions to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where he was a trustee. He was chairman of the Jimmy Fund, which obviously has lots of events throughout the year to raise money for Dana-Farber. The Red Sox won 3 World Series championships while Lucchino was president from 2002 to 2015. He passed away, unfortunately, from a heart attack in April of last year. He was 78. So the Cabot Street home, Dan, if you want to do a little ride-by to check it out, it is in the best location of Chestnut Hill, I'm reading.
Is there a bad location of Chestnut Hill?
It features dense tree cover, winding roads, photos from Sotheby's listing also showcases the home's gym, back patio, and enormous granite kitchen countertops. I know you love those granite countertops.
Fun fact, Larry Lucchino was like the first interview I ever got when I was an intern here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went down to our old producer, Mike Morgan, sent me out to the Red Sox game to try to get audio for the show, like street audio.
Right.
And I was 23 years old. I had been here like a couple weeks or a couple months.
That's so great.
And I saw him. And I hopped a fence and I ran past security.
No, you did not.
And I was like, "Mr. Lucchino, I'm a radio intern. Can I interview you?" With my like cracked old phone.
Right.
I was like, "This would be so big for me." And he's like, "Yeah, it's fine." He told security to relax. He let me interview him for like 2.5-3 minutes.
Yeah. What do you remember about the interview other than that?
Nothing. I blacked out. I remember coming back to the station the next day and Mike being like, "What'd you get?" And I was like, "I got the CEO of the Red Sox." He goes, "Shut up."
And look at you. Here we are, Dan.
Yeah, here we are.
Still here.
Still hanging on by a thread.
And finally this morning, Britney Spears has split up with her boyfriend, Paul Solitz, once again. Sources say that the two broke up actually weeks ago around Valentine's Day. They had previously split several times, I think July last year. Then they got back together in February. It's not known right now what led to their split, though what I'm reading is this time it's for real. Paul has even reportedly moved all of his personal things from Spears' Los Angeles home. How did they meet, Dad?
I was unaware she was dating this man.
The couple first met when he was doing housekeeping and maintenance duties at her home back in 2023.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
It really is.
Except the ending isn't working out the same.
It'd be funny if he's like, "No, I'm not leaving. You have to move."
I've cleaned every inch of this place.
Right, exactly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, I forgot to put it in. Boy, my bad.
We'll kick it old school for this hour.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Carson.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat
him.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring and a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Kara from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hey, good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Carson.
Kara, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure. Carson, could you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Best of luck to you, Kara. Is it Kara with a K?
You as well. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Of course.
Let's do it.
He He doesn't mean best of luck.
Yes, I do. I know he doesn't.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I believe in you. Question number one. Bill Gates revealed that he will leave his three kids less than 1% of his wealth, but Forbes estimates his fortune to be over $100 billion, so they're still going to do okay. How did Bill Gates make his fortune?
Computers, Microsoft.
There you go. 20 years ago today in 2005, King Charles married Camilla Parker Bowles. He was the Prince of Wales at the time, and she was the Duchess of Cornwall. But who was Charles's first wife?
Diana, Princess Diana.
And question number three. A People magazine staffer has made it her mission to get Jack Black named this year's Sexiest Man Alive. John Krasinski is the reigning title holder. Jack Black is currently in the number one movie in America. Can you name it?
The Minecraft movie.
And question number four. Mariska Hargitay is directing an HBO documentary about her mom, Jane Mansfield. Mariska has starred in 574 episodes of Law & Order SVU to date and still counting. Who does she play?
Detective Benson.
Do you have a full name?
Oh my gosh. I don't. Oh my gosh.
Okay, then. Question number five. Ed Sheeran is brushing off criticism of his new single from a TikToker who called it soulless and said Ed hasn't evolved since 2016. He simply replied, LOL. What is the name of Ed's new single that dropped last Friday?
Azizam? I know that's the album. I don't know.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson!
Been working on that remix for a while now, Dan.
Hey.
Oh, now she's taking... It's not so good when she's taking shots at you, is it, Dan?
It's unfair.
It was funny when she was taking shots at me.
Yeah, when it was the two of us against you, it was good. But now she turned coat.
Yeah. Kara has no allegiance to anyone.
Carson, welcome back. Kara is still good at trivia. She got 4 out of 5.
Oh, nice job, Kara.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bill Gates revealed that he will leave his three kids less than 1% of his wealth. But, you know, he's worth over $100 billion, so they're still going to do okay with just that $1
billion. It's such a jerk move, but anyway, I don't want to get into it.
It's his money. He can do what he wants. How did Bill make all that money?
He was the founder of Microsoft.
1-1. 20 years ago today, in 2005, King Charles married Camilla Parker Bowles. He was the Prince of Wales, and she was the Duchess of Cornwall, of course.
Yes.
But who was his first wife?
Princess Diana.
2-2. A People magazine staffer has made it her mission to get Jack Black named this year's People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Hmm.
Funny guys rock. John Krasinski is the reigning title holder.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black is currently in the number one movie in America. What is it called?
A Minecraft movie.
3-3.
Oof, I'm sweating over here.
Yeah, it's going to get harder from here. Mariska Hargitay is directing an HBO documentary about her mom, Jane Mansfield. Mariska has starred in 574 episodes of Law & Order SVU.
Okay.
Who does she play?
Who does she play? Olivia Benson.
Oh, wow. How did you know that?
Taylor Swift's cat.
Oh. It's the only acceptable answer.
Swifties for life.
4-3 for Carson going to question number five. Ed Sheeran is brushing off criticism of his new single from a TikToker who called it soulless and said Ed hasn't evolved since 2016. He just replied, LOL.
LOL.
What is the name of Ed's new single that dropped last Friday?
Azizam is the one we're playing. And then there's also Old Phone. So I don't know which one you're talking about. But he dropped multiple songs.
Single, though, the one that's getting play.
Azizam,
but close enough.
Azizam. I mean, I didn't say it as cool as he did.
5-4. Congratulations.
Wow. Carson. That was tough.
You get the win.
Great job, Kara. And I mean it.
I thought for sure I was going to beat you. I've beat Kennedy a few times. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
she thought
one
for
of
sure.
us is really good at trivia, and the other one is me.
Even though Carson beat you, we do appreciate you calling in and playing, and we are going to give you a nice parting gift.
Yeah.
They do on game shows.
Yes. You got yourself 4 tickets to Harry Potter, the exhibition. Celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. You can buy tickets at harrypotterexhibition.com, but you're going absolutely free.
I love it. I've been, but I can't wait to take my nephew.
There you go.
What do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Kara, with a K, from Hudson, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I mean, it's pretty normal when you meet somebody and you're having early conversations, you know, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? What do you do for a living? What if you said, how much do you make?
I would leave.
Would that be the end of any friendship you might have with that new person? That would be so awkward. So if you want to call now, 617-655-1234. Kennedy's actually out today. What do you do? How much do you make? We're going to keep it anonymous. We're going to ask you some questions and then take a very uneducated guess. So first we have someone who is a life support engineer. Do I have that job title correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so that's an odd one. I've never heard of that career. What exactly do you do?
So I work for zoos and aquariums, and I build filtration equipment for the animals. We do polar bear exhibits, shark tanks. We installed the touch tank at the New England Aquarium about 12 years ago. I do projects like that.
That is very cool, and I have no idea what to ask you.
So is this...
It's uncoated plumbing.
Do you ever get in the tanks with the, like, with the aquatic animals, or are you getting into the areas where these animals are?
I do have a little bit of access. I mean, generally speaking, zoos and aquariums keep their more vicious animals locked up and behind the scenes.
You don't want to be in the polar bear cage.
No. Certainly not. I have dove in the large tank at the New England Aquarium before.
Oh, that is awesome.
So do you have like a master's degree in engineering?
I do not.
Do you have to carry special insurance in case you get mauled by a polar bear?
I do not.
So is this like an engineering job or is it more of like a skilled trade?
I would say it's kind of a combination of both. We work with designers and architects to essentially design the systems, and I'm mostly in control of the construction and installation of them. So I would say it's probably more skilled trade, but there's a good degree of engineering involved.
And how long have you been doing this?
16 years.
Where'd you go on your last vacation?
Aruba.
Oh, that's a good one. Jamaica.
I thought he was going to say, like, the Atlanta Aquarium.
Yeah, do you actually travel a lot for your job? Like, is this a niche job where you go around the country doing this, or do you stay local?
So I used to travel all the time. We've worked in Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, all up and down the East Coast, kind of all over the United States. The last few years, I had some kids, and now I do a lot more consulting and kind of overseeing a project. So I guess I've stepped into a more of a management role.
Okay.
But it is definitely a niche industry.
Okay. Life support engineer. He installs filtration systems for like zoos and aquariums.
Now he's the manager.
I really have no idea. I'm just going to say, I feel like I'll go first, Dan. I feel like this is a six-figure job. I'm going to go $150,000.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, well, you got to go 1,000 under or 1,000 over?
I'll be fair. I'll go 135.
You'll go 135.
Yeah, okay. I'll drop it down a little. I don't want to Price Is Right you this early. We got a lot of game left.
Okay, yeah, without saying your name or you know where you're from or any of that, what do you make as a life support engineer?
Last year, I brought in just under 170.
Oh, I should have went higher.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. And it just sounds like it's a fun job. You know what I mean? Like it sounds
it's
like
very it's, cool.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that very much. And this one also has to do with animals, but I think it's something we all have a little bit more familiarity with. Tell everybody what you do.
I am a dog groomer or a dog stylist.
Oh, is that what they call you now? Dog stylist? Do they not call you a groomer anymore?
It's a canine salon.
No. It's like an animal stylist is the professional name for
animal
it.
Animal stylist. Yeah. So do you style more than dogs, or is it all dogs?
No, we used to do cats, but it takes two people to do cats, and they're kind of finicky. So
they're squirrely.
We stopped doing the cats, and it's just basically just all dogs.
everything I know about dog grooming I learned from the Mutz Cuts van from Dumb and Dumber.
I used to be a mechanic before this.
Okay. So do you own your own dog grooming business, or do you work under somebody else in their business?
So it used to be my wife's grooming shop. So I used to work for my wife, and then we went all separate. So we do, like, hair stylists where we rent tables.
Okay.
So I rent a table from her now.
Okay.
And so that's how there is.
So you're like a barber who rents a chair.
Is she an ex-wife now? Yeah. Is that what happened?
What's that?
Is she an ex-wife now?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're still married.
Oh, okay. Cool.
She's just charging you for that table.
But she's charging you rent for a table to her
husband. Well, you know, ever since when COVID happened, a lot of things had happened.
Sure. And, no, I got it. Yeah, you don't have to
be in the box.
Yeah, you don't have to explain your finances. So I'm just going to tell you, we have a mini golden doodle, Cisco, who's about 20 pounds. And that dog is expensive because he gets mats. So there's like a matting fee. You got to take him in all the time. You can easily spend $100 plus a tip every 2, 3, 4 weeks on that kind of dog. And everybody has a mini golden doodle now.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody has doodles. Doodles.
How many dogs do you groom in a week? Is this a full-time job for you?
I work Tuesday through Friday. I'll do 6 or 7 dogs a day.
And how many dogs do you have at home?
So 4 days a week.
How many dogs do I have personally?
Yeah.
7.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was more than I thought you were going to say. All right, we got to go.
All right, Dan, you're going to go first this time.
God, I'm
going to
say,
a dog groomer. Right, what do you got?
He said Tuesday to Friday, so it's 4 days a week. I'm going to go 70.
70? All right, 70K for Dan. I am going, I'm going to go 85,000 a year. Dog groomer, don't say your name, anything like that. Keep it anonymous. How much do you make as a dog groomer?
Last year, I brought in $102,000.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a little higher.
Dang.
Right, Dan?
Working Tuesday to Friday? You get Mondays off?
Yeah, I don't work Mondays, and I don't work Saturdays in the summer.
Of course, all of that money goes to feed the 7 dogs that are at the house.
Got
to
pay his wife for
that. And pay his wife. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Carson, you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kennedy on Mix 1041.
What do you do? How much do you make? And we will keep it anonymous. We're not going to have you share your name or the town you're from or the company that you work for. But we're just going to ask you some questions about your life. And especially if you have one of those jobs that's just a little bit kind of unique. You know, you ended up in this job and you never thought in a million years that you would, you know, be the general manager of the MBTA. Like we had Philip Bang here yesterday, who was an engineer who liked to tinker with things. And now look at what he's doing. So you can call 617-655-1234. What do you do and how much do you make? And we're going to start with first, you're a practice manager. Do I have that right?
You do.
Okay. What? Explain that. A practice in what regard?
Okay, so I manage a physician's office for 4 physicians. I currently manage a specialty group.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense now. I thought maybe it was a law practice. I got you. So in the medical field.
Correct.
Okay. And how many people at your office?
I have 4 physicians, and I manage 12 employees, whether it be admin employees or billers. Or front desk employees, so a total of 12 employees.
And did you get a degree in that, or are you just like, here I am?
I did not. It was here I am.
Okay, just here I am, and I'm good at keeping track of stuff. And you've been there 15 years?
I'm recently new to this particular practice, but I was at another practice for 13 years.
Okay, and... do you drive an American car or a foreign car?
A foreign car.
Oh, okay. All right. and let's see. So no schooling whatsoever to get into this?
No.
Okay. Last time you went on vacation, where did you go?
To the Caribbean.
Oh, nice. Do you own or rent?
I own.
Do you have a vacation home?
I do not.
Okay. I can't think of really anything else. So, again, managing people at a medical office, about 15 people, you say?
Correct.
And do you get bonuses?
I have not in my new practice, but in my old practice, yes.
Okay. I'm going to go first, Dan.
Okay.
I'm going to say, gosh, I feel like in the medical field, you just automatically 6 figures. I'm going right at $100,000 even. Do you want to take a guess, Dan?
I'm going to say 70.
All right. All right. Without saying where you work or anything like that, how much do you make?
124.
Oh, let's go. And no training whatsoever.
No, I sat at my sister's dining room table and she trained me.
Good for you, boss lady. Can you train me?
Everybody wants to be trained in this field when I tell them what I make. So
don't gatekeep your paycheck.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good
that
for
is,
her.
That, listen, you know, it's never the path you think you have to take to get there. I mean,
she earned it at a dining room table.
Dan and I are perfect examples of that. Barely got out of high school. And look at us
now. I didn't get out of high school.
Well, I went to summer school. All right. We have a teacher, but it's a very unique situation with this teacher. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell everybody, you work exclusively with what?
I work with students who are blind and or low vision.
Okay.
How did you get into this field?
Well, I was a special education teacher in a public school for a long time, and this opportunity came up, and I wanted to try something different. Mm.
Okay, so how long have you been doing that now?
It's fairly new. It's been 2 years.
Okay. Did you have to go to get any additional schooling?
Certifications, maybe?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. This position was for a special education teacher, but I work with teachers who are TVIs, which is teachers of the visually impaired, and right. That is a special degree.
Right.
How do the learning needs vary and differ for an entirely blind classroom?
Well, your lesson plans and the materials that you create are vastly different. Things that you take for granted that you would do with a class that has vision, it's greatly changed. So, you know, some of my students require Braille. Some of my students require print in size 36 font. So the material creation is different. Some of the activities are different. I can't just create a worksheet right. and have them go over a worksheet. A lot of my students are also on the autism spectrum.
Right.
So that changes things greatly, too.
Can you read Braille?
I cannot. So I have to, if I get something in Braille, I have to sit down with the Braille alphabet and look at it and try to decipher what it is.
Kennedy has her font on 36 as well on her phone.
That's true. Private or public school?
It is a private school.
Okay.
But we go on the public school calendar, and we get a lot of students from different districts.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other questions, Dan? This is just such an interesting...
I mean, did you say how many years you've been teaching overall? Because I know that matters.
I've been teaching for over 10 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I started in a New York City school and moved here and got this job.
Okay. Dan, you ready to make a guess?
All right. So he said a private school, which I feel like is a little bit more money.
Yeah.
But, God, I'm going to say 85.
85. And, Dan, oh gosh, you were right on the number. I'm going to go just under you, Dan. I'm going to go for, I'm going to go just over you. I'm going to go 95. All right. Without saying where you work again.
He's giggling, so we must not be right.
All right. You guys are so off. You have no idea. All right. What do you do? All right. Excuse me. How much do you make?
I make $107 a year.
Oh, that's nice.
Good for you.
That is nice. You can almost afford to buy eggs today.
And you're doing the Lord's work, exactly. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, it's a very rewarding job, though, right?
It is, absolutely. The students make the job.
That is super cool. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate that. That is the best.
Man, I suck today. I wasn't even close.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hi to Michelle from Newton.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Who else is in the car with you, did I hear?
I have my son, Sam.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
He was the official caller.
Oh, nice job. How old are you, Sam?
I'm 12.
12. So what are you, fifth, sixth grade?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, fifth or sixth? You're doing both right now because you're that smart?
Yeah.
And Sam, where do you go to school?
I go to the Rossi School.
All right. Very cool.
All right. Can you both kick Carson out of the studio? We'll get started.
Yes, Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck to you both.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You're going to win $100. Are you ready?
I think so.
I was talking to Sam. Sam, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. On Wheel of Fortune last week, Ryan Seacrest wiped out while chasing a wheel of cheese across the studio floor. That sounds like a Mad Libs, but it really happened. Seacrest also hosts another show that's run for 23 seasons. What is it called?
I'm thinking it might be the radio show, but I don't know what it is. Sorry, Sam.
Question number two.
You're not knowing that one.
13 years ago today, The Lion King passed The Phantom of the Opera as the highest grossing Broadway show of all time. The Phantom of the Opera is now number 3. This musical that just had a hugely successful movie made out of it last November sits at number 2. Can you name it?
Wicked.
Lil Nas X turns 26 today. Old Town Road was the song that changed his life back in 2019. Can you finish the opening lyrics to Old Town Road?
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is mad at black. Got the...
Do you know? Oh, come on, Sam. You don't know? I have no idea.
All right, question number 4. Green Day were almost cut from Lollapalooza 1994 because Perry Farrell thought they were a boy band, so they dedicated their song Chump to him when they were on the stage. Which of these is not a Green Day song? Which of these is not a Green Day song? Fat Lip, okay. Brain Stew, or Holiday?
I don't know. We'll go with number 1.
Okay, number 1. We'll take it. That's a good guess. Kristen Stewart turns 35 today. She starred as Bella in Twilight. And in Twilight, what was the name of the most powerful coven of vampires that acted as the governing body of the vampire world?
Oh, geez. I wish my daughter was here. We're going to pass on that one, too.
All right, then. Let's get Carson back in the studio.
Cannon!
Carson! Remix. Sam, how do you think your mom did?
Dad. I was counting on you for Old Town Road. I don't know. This is a duo over here. We both did bad.
Welcome back, Carson.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Michelle from Newton.
Yes.
Who's there with her 12-year-old Sam.
Yes.
They both got 2 out of 5.
All right. Nice job. Nice work.
Are you ready?
Yes. Is it 5 questions still? We didn't change that?
The game's still the same.
Okay. Good.
On Wheel of Fortune last week, Ryan Seacrest wiped out while chasing a wheel of cheese across the studio floor.
Yes, he did.
Seacrest hosts another show that's run for 23 seasons. What is it called?
That is American Idol.
That is correct. 1-0.
Oh, he still hosts that? I knew that. Oops.
I know. It's always a little easier when someone says it.
Question number 2. I didn't know he still hosted that.
13 years ago today, The Lion King passed The Phantom of the Opera as the highest grossing Broadway show of all time.
Okay.
Phantom is now at number 3, though.
Oh.
This musical that just had a hugely successful movie made out of it in November sits at number 2. Name it.
Wicked.
That is correct. 2-1.
Look at me.
Question 3. Lil Nas X turns 26 today. Old Town Road was the song that changed his life back in 2019.
Sure.
Finish the opening lyrics to Old Town Road.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is mad at black.
I got the booties in my back.
I'm sorry, what was that? No,
I got the booties in my back.
You have booties in your back.
Is that not right?
Got the boots that's black to match.
Oh.
But I like your version. They do another remix.
Okay.
2-1 going to question number 4.
Yes.
Green Day were almost cut from Lollapalooza 1994 because Perry Farrell thought they were a boy band.
Oh.
Billy Joe Armstrong said he's a bleep hole.
Okay.
And then Green Day dedicated their song Chump to him when they were on stage.
Yes.
Which of these is not a Green Day song?
Oh, okay.
Fat Lip, Brain Stew, or Holiday?
Which one is not?
Yep.
Well, obviously, Fat Lip is Sum 41, I believe.
Oh, come on. It's TRL days. 3-2, question number 5. Kristen Stewart turns 35 today. She starred as Bella in Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
In Twilight, what was the name of the most powerful coven of vampires that acted as the governing body of the vampire world?
Can you ask the question one more time, please?
What was the name of the governing body that acted as the governing body of the vampire world, the powerful coven?
The Capulets.
The Volturi.
Of course the Volturi.
There was a big fight in the field at the
Everybody
end.
Everybody knows that, Dan.
A lot of people know it. It's a popular series. You get the win, 3-2.
Oh, that was tough, man. Those are hard questions.
Congrats, Carson. Congrats.
No, you too.
Corporate Carson over here protecting Sal's money.
No, it's a little bit of a run here. And just real quick, too, want to let you know you did win a pair of concert tickets. Mary J. Blige is going to be with Neo and Mario April 14th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you've got a pair of tickets absolutely free, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, you're very
welcome. You can play Family Affair for Sam before he gets out in the car so he knows who Mary is.
Sweet.
Is there anything you guys want to say to Carson?
We are Michelle and Sam from Newton, and we can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So what do you say to try and make your job sound more exciting than it really is? And admittedly, doing what we do is fun and it's exciting and it's interesting on most days.
It's a cool job. Some days it feels like a job, but it's a cool job.
But I had to go and speak in front of a classroom of very young kids, right? And I just don't know that they understand radio anymore. And I didn't want to just say, oh, I do a morning show. And they'd all look at me like, you know, I was an alien.
And the big one on TikTok?
Right, exactly. So when I introduced myself, I was like, we have a podcast and we stream. And they were all like, that is so cool. Wow, awesome. Do you like play video games on your stream? And I was like, well, you know, we talk, you know, it's like a reality show, but it's a stream and it's a podcast.
So you lied to 8-year-olds to make yourself seem cooler.
And one of the kids actually said, oh, we hear you on the radio. Did you know you're on the radio, too? And I'm like, yes, I do know that. I do know that.
You called yourself a streamer. Like you're Kai Cenat.
We're streamers and podcasters, Dan. It's new media is what we are. So 617-655-1234. Do you do something like that with your job when somebody asks you just because, you know, you want to make it seem a little bit more exciting than it might actually be every day? Kim is from Haverhill. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi, Carson.
How do you, as Dan says, zhuzh up your job to make it sound more than it is?
Well, I say I'm an attorney because I really am, but I work in human resources as a compensation and benefits director at a university.
But you have a law degree?
Yeah, sure. I pass the bar and am active, but I don't really practice as an attorney at a university. But everybody is more interested in the attorney aspect of.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. If you say you're an HR executive, go, oh, great. Cool.
Yeah.
They make a lot of TV shows about lawyers and make no shows about HR executives.
Exactly.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Thanks for calling in, Kim. We appreciate that.
Sure.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Amelia's from Reading. Good morning, Amelia.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay. So what do you do to make your job sound like it's more interesting than it really is?
It's kind of the reverse. Instead of more interesting, sort of like to get less questions and things like that, I'm the pastor of a church.
Okay.
And especially like if you're on a plane and someone asks you what you do and they'll start asking a lot of questions about religion and things like that. So to avoid that, I say, oh, I manage a nonprofit.
Oh, so you do the opposite. You're trying to not
exactly.
Tell, not exactly yeah. Let off because you just want to take a nap on the plane.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with our job to make it sound less cool, actually.
Do you?
If I don't want to have to answer a bunch of follow-up questions, I just say, I'm in communications.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Usually at doctor's appointments and things like that where I don't know the person.
What made you choose manage as a nonprofit?
Because I find that is essentially what I do on a weekly basis. Like, yes, I preach, and yes, I visit people in the hospital, and a lot of things that you typically think of with a pastor, but I'd say there's just a lot of, I'm the solo pastor at my church, so it's a lot more administrative and
right.
A lot of communication things and managing volunteers and delegating work. And I think it describes my job actually a lot more accurately in some ways. And it's a little bit more relatable and it's a little bit more vague. So it could be anything. And
right.
If you manage a nonprofit.
That's super cool. Amelia, what is the name of the church where you're a pastor?
It's First Congregational Church of Reading, United Church of Christ.
Very cool. All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Of course.
I've seen this happen. One of my close friends, JD's the pastor of our church.
Yep.
And I see this all the time. Like, you're a pastor. You can't unplug. And you can't just say, oh, somebody asks you, what do you do? I'm a pastor. Hey, can we talk about the deeper meanings of life? And he's like trying to get a coffee at Dunk's.
Yeah, like, I'd rather talk about the Red Sox game from last night, but whatever you want to do. We got a good one from the 603.
Okay.
I like to tell people that I'm a professional chauffeur for minors, but really I'm just a school bus driver.
Dan, I just can't stop thinking about what you said. Law and order, HR.
Trouble in your workplace? Is Jeff getting handsy in the break room? HR. Dun dun.
Dun dun. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring and a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Emily from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is there kids in the background? Shouldn't they be in school? What's going on here?
No, I'm on my way to school.
Oh, okay.
She's a third grade teacher, and it is MCAS today.
Oh, T's and P's.
Thank you.
T's and P's, MCAS. I'm so glad we don't have that anymore.
May the odds forever be in your favor.
Right. Where do you teach, Emily?
In Lowell.
In Lowell. All right. Cool.
Emily, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Emily, from Lowell.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Robert Pattinson may play a villain in the third Dune movie. Who stars in that franchise as Paul Atreides?
In Dune?
Yep.
I've never seen that.
Dune 2 is so good.
Is it, wait, as Paula? Is that what you said?
As Paul Atreides. Paul. I need an answer.
Charlie right. Theron.
Question number two. Denise Richards says she used to lie to her daughters so they wouldn't find out all the crazy stuff their dad, Charlie Sheen, was doing. And it was a lot of crazy stuff back when Charlie was going on all his public rants. He used to say he had what kind of blood?
Tiger's blood?
Question number three. 16 years ago today in 2009, Parks and Recreation premiered on NBC. It ran for 7 seasons. And it followed the Parks and Rec department of which town?
Patani. I think it's Patani.
Patani?
Oh, my God. I just watched it. Oh, my gosh.
One more time. Can you say it? Emily?
Patani. Yeah.
Question number four. Cynthia Nixon turns 59 today. She starred in every episode of Sex and the City and all the films. Which of Carrie's best friends does she play?
Miranda Hobbs.
Oh, now we're in your wheelhouse, huh? Question number five. Sir Isaac Newton was the first person to recognize that the rainbow was divided into 7 distinct colors. What is the mnemonic device used to remember the colors of the rainbow in order?
Roy G. Biv.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Oh, that was awful.
Carson, we are
Smith. What was that?
I'm trying a new thing out. We're going to see if it works.
Okay, what is it?
All right, we're going to pretend like we're doing this again. Let's get Carson back in the studio.
Okay.
Carson, we are Smith.
It's the same girl that suck it's out.
Yeah, and what did she say?
She said, Carson, come back.
Oh,
Carson, real quick.
What is
hashtag
her name?
Hashtag
suck it sell.
Abby.
Abby. Thank you, Abby. I got my own come back into the studio from Abby.
Carson, we are Smith.
Stepped on her a little bit, but we'll work on it.
All right. That's a start. I appreciate that. Abby.
Emily from Lowell.
Yes, Lowell.
She got 3 out of 5 correct.
Nice job, Em.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
Robert Pattinson may play a villain in the third Dune movie.
Oh, okay.
Who stars in that franchise as Paul Atreides?
As Paul, isn't that Timothée Chalamet?
Yes, 1-0. Denise Richards says she used to lie to her daughter so they wouldn't find out all the crazy stuff their dad, Charlie Sheen, was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Charlie was going on all his public rants, he used to say he had what kind of blood?
It was tiger blood, Dan.
It sure was tiger blood. 2-1. 16 years ago today in 2009, Parks and Recreation premiered on NBC. It ran for 7 seasons. It followed the Parks and Rec department of which town?
Pawnee.
In which state?
You didn't say that. You said what town?
It's written down here. I need.
But that's not what you said. You can't go change the question.
I have it written on my sheet. Do I have it written on my sheet?
What did he ask you, Emily? I'm going to need a judge, please. Did he ask you town and state?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he did.
Okay. Pawnee is Pawnee, I don't know, Indiana.
Get a guess.
Let's go.
Oh, you're so annoying. Question number 4.
Abby doesn't think so.
Cynthia Nixon turns 59 today. She starred in every episode of Sex and the City and all the films.
Who is this again?
Cynthia Nixon.
I'm still reveling in that last question. There's how many states am I? I'm dying.
Which of Carrie's friends does she play?
Okay, who is it again?
Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia plays... Oh, you know, I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
She was Miranda.
Oh, okay, okay.
3-2 going to question number 5. Sir Isaac Newton was the first person to recognize that the rainbow was divided into 7 distinct colors.
Hmm.
What is the mnemonic device used to remember the colors of the rainbow in order?
Oh, I don't know that one. Is it... let me think. Right. It's something reading. I never knew that one. I never knew that one.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, I had no clue. Never even heard that before.
All right. Carson gets the win 3-3.
Wow.
Tie goes to the runner.
Wow. That was super close.
Emily, we appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
Mm.
Good luck with the MCAS today.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson?
I don't want to say it, but I will.
My name I understand. Is
Emily. Lol.
And I cannot conquer Carson.
Indiana, what's up?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.